Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright. Okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, like, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Kidda safety products.
Save big money at Menards.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Sometimes the safest place is the most dangerous. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Sean Diddy Combs, a new documentary out, Diddy, The Making of a Bad Boy on Peacock. And, you know, there's a lot of documentaries on Diddy right now. This one drops a lot. It really does not disappoint in terms of documentaries. It's not just rehashing old information. Lots of new people coming out and talking about all sorts of things as they look back in the life of Diddy and, you know, what exactly made the bad boy, exactly what it says. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. This is an interesting one because it's not just he did this, he did that. We're all shocked. That's what we understand. But I always say, what's in the recipe? What made this person who they are? People like Diddy don't often just kind of be like this. There's some reason, there's something in there that drove him in those directions. And we'll talk about some of that, including watching some clips from that documentary. A point that's made in there initially talking about his childhood is a very unconventional childhood. His father was murdered at a very young age. His mom fell into some money after that, and he lived a very privileged life. Ended up joining a gang of some sort, though, but was always kind of the outsider. While living that life with his mom, Janice, the allegations in the film are kind of shocking. It's talking about sex parties and people, kind of living the life that Sean still did. What's your reaction to that and the kind of trauma and the kind of things that would happen to someone when you're exposed to that sort of a lifestyle as a norm at such a young age?
You know, there aren't a ton of hard and fast rules about childhood and raising kids because we've all got different family cultures and all of that. But one of the things that always stands is children learn what they live. And so I think we've known intuitively that there had to be some pretty dark stuff in his history. Mm-hmm. You know, he did not grow up in a normal way, or he wouldn't have turned out to be the psychopathic, narcissistic, dark triad individual that he is.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising, even though the extent of, you know, what's in the documentary is shocking. In other ways, it's like when you line it all up as a puzzle, it makes perfect sense.
And it should be noted, Puffy or Diddy is denying all this. His mom is denying any of these accusations. But these are coming from childhood friends. People, like one of them even like lived with Diddy. They had tenants in their lower section of their home, and they were friends. They kind of, you know, were raised like brothers, and he's coming out and saying this stuff. Let's take a look at some of those accusations made in the new documentary on Peacock, Diddy, Making of the Bad Boy. Let's take a look.
Cause Sean had no dad. All he had was his mom. Sean's house, our house, there was always things going on. On the weekend, you partied in the house. And we did that a lot. He was around all type of alcohol. He was around reefer smoke. He was around drug addicts, around lesbians, around homosexuals. He was around pimps and pushers. That was just who was in our house. People that attended the parties were from Harlem and from the streets.
I wasn't at the Janice Combs parties, but some things I heard. She had like a little crew of chicks that would come around and, you know, she made sure everybody was comfortable.
At night, it wouldn't be a thing to mistakenly walk into one of the bedrooms and you got a couple in there butt naked. That's what we were privy to. This is what we were fed. Was it desensitizing us? I'm sure it was. Were we aware of it? No. That was just Saturday night.
If you grow up in a very sexualized environment, that's going to shape their sexual template in terms of what or appropriate boundaries, what's acceptable. And when you have a lot of unresolved trauma, the trauma doesn't go away just because you have all that access to wealth and power and no guardrails. The trauma is there and is still unresolved. And you just have more resources to do more damage with.
Very, very true. What's your reaction?
Yeah, I would term it developmental disruption. Mm-hmm. Perhaps it's traumatic to have developmental disruption, but I think so often we think of trauma as people beating their kids or berating their kids. And with developmental disruption, it's when the course of how we develop our internal self, our personality, it doesn't go in a healthy way. It goes in this aberrant way, which is, I think, what produces his sense that he's so special, you know, which goes back throughout his entire history. The guy has this huge ego and thinks he can get away with anything. And when you live in a family culture where you don't have normal structure and normal support, I mean, that's a recipe for somebody who turns out to be a sex offender. So it all makes perfect sense.
What's interesting in developmental disruption, that's an interesting term, because I think sometimes, you know, this, it sounds like, I mean, if these allegations are true, I mean, it's abuse to raise a child in a household where that sort of lifestyle is going on. Again, all allegations, but, you know, if that is true, it's a different kind of abuse, because it's an abuse that while that child is living it, they're not seeing it as wrong. They're enjoying this life. Right. At least it seems like this, in this case, the people did, the kids did, thinking, oh, this is norm. You know, mom's having these parties. This is fun. This is great. I'm seeing this. I'm seeing that. And when you're, you know, an early teen boy or something, and there's girls around that are half naked, you're going to enjoy that. But sure, you're not realizing your exposure at that time to a life like that and what that, you know, must do to one's psyche, especially at that time. We this was an age, there wasn't internet pornography. If you wanted to see that, you had to like sneak your dad's Playboy or something. So, yeah. Or I guess in this case, if these allegations are true, go into the bedroom when mom's having a party.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really like the term sexual template, because that is wired early in life. You know, when we talk about serial killers, these sexually motivated crimes, that stuff starts in their thinking, mm-hmm. in their development when they're 8, 9, 10 years old. And so it's very difficult for them going forward in life to have any sense of what's normal and to have the ability to connect sexual behavior with emotion, with empathy, with compassion, with what we would call love. You know, it's like sex is completely divorced from yeah. that. And people are objects that they use. And so this is a template that's persistent throughout their lives.
It feels like it could have gone either way for Diddy. Had he not had the money and the wealth in a young age and then yeah. fell into what I shouldn't say fall into. He was a very talented music producer. I mean, his talent in that area is undeniable. Doesn't make him a good person, but he certainly has talent there. And he used that, and his drive, you know, drove him to the top, but it still doesn't make him a good person. When you have that sort of drive and those sort of things around you, and this is what you think is norm, he could have easily gone into being a pimp or something, had the money and the wealth and all those yeah. things not happen if that's the way you want to treat someone. It probably would have ended a very bad downfall early on in life, probably be dead by now. But because he had the money and the wealth and the power, he was able to kind of continue on this bizarre way of living from childhood and really just continue it forward.
Yeah, 100%. He had power. Mm-hmm. And when you have a malevolent personality with that kind of money and power, this all lines up. It's very scary.
It truly is. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Fast!
Stop it! Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Signos.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialistly. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialistly with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime.
Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.